Hi, I'm Austin Seekins.
Hi, I'm Zazania Gadam.
And this is the Here's Why Beyond the Walls podcast. This podcast is designed with the intention to reach students where they are and give them the tools to see that our God is simply more than they could imagine. We want to give clarity to the frequently asked questions within our ministry that challenge their everyday walk with Christ, and we want to remind students of God's word that they are not alone in their journey, but do so alongside Christ and a community of believers who love them. Our God is a big God, and while many of us may no longer fall under the category of or identify as students, the Father still has more to teach us. This podcast is to remind us that we are still students of the kingdom, disciples to each other, and servants to a great and awesome God. Welcome to Here's Why Beyond the Walls. Well, welcome back to Here's Why Beyond the Walls. We're super excited that you decided that you wanted to tune back in after our introduction episode. And we're just excited to jump right into our first topic of discussion, which is, what is the Bible? What is the Bible? Why do we read it? And how do we use it? These are pretty big questions,
I would think. Scriptures, yes.
Yes, with a variety of different answers. But I don't think any of those answers being wholeheartedly and perfectly correct, right?
Yeah.
So ultimately, these things that we talk about are up to the interpreter, the reader, the person on their personal faith journey, and how that person, how we are standing in our personal faith journey. Our views on these things should grow and evolve as we move along through our lives, and our understanding should also deepen in who God is.
Yeah.
It is a good thing to continue to move forward. That's why we call the scriptures living and breathing, is that they also evolve as you read through them. With that being said, me and Zan want to tell you how we view the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and what role it plays in our lives. And we're going to do that by talking about three pretty common words, the Bible as being authoritative,
mm-hmm.
inspired, and true. I want to ask you,
yeah,
what does it mean exactly for the Bible to be authoritative? Whenever you hear the word authority, what is it that you think of?
Before I talk about Bible, I want to say, like, when we are driving, when we are on the wheels, we drive around, we have to follow the rules and speed limits, and we need to stop on the signs, and those are rules, those are laws that we need to follow. And who set the law? It's the government. It's the authority.
Mm-hmm.
And the authority of those signs comes from the government. And just like that, scriptures is message about God,
right.
Who came to this world. We talk about Jesus, who came to this world and saved us, and took our punishment upon him. It's the salvation message of God. And who God is, and and everything about we see in the scriptures comes from him. The ultimate message about God comes from him, and he carries the authority in the word that we have and follow. I think that's the beauty of Bible. I heard someone say about Bible, what is Bible? It's like, it's a library of books that talks about God and who he is, and conveys his heart for us, how much he loves us and how holy he is and how righteous he is. And we as children of God should be righteous and holy and follow him. So I think that was a beautiful way of saying what Bible is. And authority, yes, the word is from God, so he carries the ultimate authority of the word of God and the message that the Bible holds.
Yeah. And I think in a conversation about authority and talking about mm-hmm. authority, we need to really nail down that idea that interpretation is extremely important.
Yeah.
The authority that we give to the Bible is really up to the interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you can have somebody walk up to you and go, we need to follow the Bible to an absolute T. Every single letter of the book, we need to follow what it says. All of its rules, we need to make them part of our lives, right?
Yeah.
But I can guarantee you that person isn't going to go home and commit animal sacrifices to atone for their sins, laying the doves out onto an altar and, you know, passing the fire through them. Yeah, we don't do that no more.
Yeah.
And that that person was probably coming up to you with two different materials than their shirt, right? Like cotton polyester mix or something like that. And this person is saying, hey, we should follow the Bible to a T, follow all of its rules. But if they were doing that, then they would know that in Leviticus 19:19 and Deuteronomy 22:9-11 that you shouldn't wear clothes that have two different materials within them. They do not do these things anymore. Their interpretation has changed, and our interpretation has changed because, well, as Rob Bell says, they don't believe that, practice that, because they have interpreted the Bible in a particular way. We interpret the Bible now in light of Jesus. So that Old Testament way of thinking and the rules, Levitical law, it's no longer binding to us. But we still think of the Bible, the idea of the Bible, as essentially like a rule book. And it's not about the rules. It's about pointing you to God and using those stories and using those people in a way that points us directly to the Father.
I think how you interpret is very important coming to the scriptures, because there are so many interpretations, thousands and hundreds of them about a particular passage, but not every one of them is right, because humans have their own intentions coming along while they're trying to interpret some scriptures.
Yeah, and they're different.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Jesus, right? And he says, well, you've heard it been said.
Yeah.
But I say to you. Right? He's not changing the scriptures. He's changing how we think about them.
Yeah. And the interpretation should be led from the Word of God. And it shouldn't be from our own understanding that contradicts the Word of God, but it should be led from the Word of God, and it should be led with the Holy Spirit rather than us bringing our own understanding, because our understanding compared to God's understanding and wisdom is nowhere close. So I think at the end of the day, when we interpret the scriptures, and that's the interpretation is very important.
Yeah.
Understanding the scriptures is very important, but both of them coming from the Word of God. And yes, allowing God to lead through His Spirit. Okay, God, I choose this text, and how do I interpret this to the context, the audiences that I'm speaking to, or the context if I'm speaking the same message here in America and I'm taking the same message back to India from where I am from, it will have different consequences.
Yeah, it'll be different.
It might fall on different grounds, which might eat fruit or might not. So how do we interpret this to the context over there, but again, led from the Word of God is very important.
To use that big, you know, theological word to exegete, like viewing of the text, to bring the meaning, what it means is to bring the meaning out of the text.
Yes.
You don't want to put yourself into it to take out what you want to take out of it. Yeah. You need to take out what the text says in and of itself. You can't just put yourself into it and get out whatever you want, because we have a tendency to do that.
Yeah.
I think we take our own presuppositions of what the text should say, and then we spin it. Or we take one particular verse and we use that for our arguments that we might have, and then we call it a day. But that's not what we should be doing.
Yeah.
I think it's very important to understand that the authority that comes through the Bible is not particularly within its rules.
Yeah.
Exactly. The authority is in who it speaks of, which is God.
God. Yeah.
Through whom it speaks through, His people. And the way that these people interpret Him throughout the scriptures.
Yeah. Like, the Word of God is for the people of God so that they could learn more about God. That understanding is very important. And as we are reading on a daily basis, like I'm not teaching or I'm not preaching, but I'm reading scriptures on my own for my growth and for my development or understanding of God and myself and life and my limitations of life, of I'm a human.
How
And to understand my own human limitations and to see how God, in His greatness, in His power, in His mighty, complements our weakness. I think when we do that reading and interpreting the scriptures, I think leading that with the prayer is very important.
Oh, yeah.
And asking God, I cannot understand this. Please give me wisdom to understand the scriptures. And there are very good resources out there. There are tons of resources. So we need to tap into those good resources.
Oh, yeah.
And if we do not know what those good resources are, asking our friends who are well-versed with the scriptures, our pastors, professors in seminaries.
That, interns.
Yeah, yeah, interns also. I trust our interns.
Oh, yeah.
good.
I just need to throw it in there so I felt like I was important. Yeah.
You are. Awesome, you are. So I think while we do that, asking people and asking for help out there is very important.
Yeah.
And I think our God is a God who answers. And if you are genuinely seeking for a good understanding of the scriptures, he will answer you. He will lead you,
of course,
to
yeah.
understand that text very greatly so that you could implement and live your life. I know that was a long answer.
No, yeah, that's all good.
I hope that, that kind of helps us in this conversation of how we understand the authority,
yeah.
that it's the word of God, and it's for the people of God so that we could learn about God. And
that's,
live
yeah,
our lives to
whole.
Follow his righteous will and his plan and his purpose.
Yeah, that's the whole
lives.
Message of it. I mm-hmm. mean, the all of scripture is just a bunch of people feeling around different parts of the same whole. You'll have different interpretations of who God is within mm-hmm. different parts of scripture. Paul is not necessarily going to always agree with James.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Because you want to see how these people interpret God. Right? Mm-hmm. People that we give authority to that have
yeah.
written our scriptures
yeah.
and think about what they say, interpret their words mm-hmm. and how they're interpreting God and wrestle with them as
yeah.
well, discuss with others about them and
mm-hmm.
challenge your own beliefs because
yeah.
that's the only way to growth.
Yeah. I think that's how I try to do at times when I have a great challenge in understanding a text. I would seek for wisdom about that text.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I would come back and sit. I was like, okay, God, I heard all these versions of what this particular text means to me in my life, but what do you say to me?
Yeah.
And I think God will definitely reveal, and how is he going to reveal? He is directly going to speak to you, or he might speak through a podcast like this, or he might speak through
yeah.
preachings and messages,
yeah.
or he might speak through a regular conversation that you are having with someone else, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit inspires you to connect the dots.
Yeah, random people in Canes
yeah.
had great conversations with just random people who are sitting across from me at Canes or at, you know,
yeah.
like a coffee shop. You just jump into the
conversation.
And see how they are viewing God.
Yeah.
Like, it's just going to be different. And it's okay
yeah.
to have a different view.
Yeah.
To wrap it all up on this authority,
yeah.
you know. Why does the Bible hold authority?
Yeah.
Because of who it speaks of,
mm-hmm.
by whom it speaks through.
Yeah, and for who it comes from.
Yes, from
and
who it comes
that
from.
That carries the authority. And
the authors, yeah.
I think Jesus says, for heaven and earth will pass away, but not an iota shall pass away, for my word shall remain.
Yeah.
So the word of God is going to remain in its absolute message for us, the humanity. That is going to remain. How we interpret it is very important.
Very important.
So, yeah.
So, speaking of authors
mm-hmm.
and interpretations,
mm-hmm.
let's go ahead and just dive into inspiration.
Okay.
Usually it's referred to as the good old phrase, you know, God breathed into the scriptures.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what exactly that means. Because I feel like we throw around that term, you know, God breathed,
yeah.
without actually giving any sort of mm-hmm. context or like what it means exactly.
Yeah.
Because we can say that the Bible is inspired all we want, but what do we mean by that?
Yeah.
So I'm going to pose you a question. I want
okay.
you to answer it the best that you can. What makes something inherently inspiring?
Mm-hmm.
Like how does something become inspiring to
yeah.
you?
One, let's talk about a motivational speech. If there is a motivational speech, someone is standing on the stage or a TED Talk,
mm-hmm.
they're sharing their life experience. One, their life experience carries some value. The experiences that they walk through is what makes that word motivational speech. And how they experience their life and how they were led, the events of those and the people that came through those events, and if God is involved in that story, and it all comes together. And I think when I look at inspiration, and it's just a simple way of understanding is a motivational speech and the life experiences, the events, the stories, and the choices that were made, and kind of they all come into a way. When it comes to scriptures, I look at it as a way of where God, through the life experiences of people, showed who he was and what he was asking people, what was his standards for his people. Having to understand that, and people wrote down those things as years passed by. And I think another aspect is trying to get the Holy Spirit led these people.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit spoke the words that need to be written down and were inspired through the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, there's something beyond just what something is that makes it inspiring. It's those. It's the motivational speaker giving a good story about how God has worked in their life and how they are now living their life differently. And I don't really think you could put a finger on what exactly makes that truly inspiring. You can pick out what you like about it. That inspired feeling comes from within yourself, comes from beyond yourself, I think, and you're feeling compelled to go out and do something whether you want to or not, because that inspired feeling is, it just comes over you like a wave.
Yeah.
But whenever we talk about inspired and God writing the scriptures, I feel like we like to put a numerical sense on it, put a number to it, like God wrote 100% of the scripture.
Yeah.
You know, like everything that is written down is, it's all God's word exactly how he said it. Or maybe 50-50. Like the author had some, and then God had some, and then it all culminated into this thing called the Bible. You know, we like to put numbers to what it is.
Yeah.
But there really isn't a definite answer, I don't think, to that question. But there is a pretty definite answer into what is inspired by God and what is God-breathed. You want to take a guess as to what something within the world right now that is God-breathed and God-inspired?
I don't know. There can be many human beings.
Human beings.
Yeah.
Us. Yeah.
Us.
Genesis 2:7 says, God breathed life into man. Genesis 1:26 says, let us make man in our own image. We are inspired by God. We are God's handiwork, and the word of God resides within each of us. And we, as people, I think, wrote the Bible with this in mind, that we are God's handiwork, breathed and inspired by him, and this book is meant to capture that. It is quite literally inspired by God.
Yeah.
The Bible, I think, is inspired just as human beings are inspired.
Yeah, I think it's really important for us to understand that this inspiration is always led with life experiences and led by the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
And I like how Jesus puts it, and being the Son of God, he attested that the word of God is the truth. And he also said in John 17:17 that your word is truth, and the Holy Spirit would come and confirm the truth.
Yeah,
I think trying to understand inspiration in terms of that, like, is like, yes, there are life experiences that led to be inspired and write something, like people write novels and stories today.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is ultimately about God and how his life, his expectations of us and his standards for us were conveyed, and understanding that this word is confirmed by the Holy Spirit, that we have understanding inspiration from that way is important. Now, anyone can be inspired and write a novel and a story and a book. But again, human inspiration is not alone enough. It needs to be led through the Word of God. And the inspiration is from the Holy Spirit and God led experiences. So I think that's what makes it, again, going back to authoritative.
Yeah, yeah.
And being inspired from the Word of God. Again, Jesus saying, like, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word doesn't go void, and my word doesn't remains forever. So our God, in his message, in who he is, is a God who is same the yesterday, same today, and same forever. So he's not going to change, but our understanding of him is going to grow.
Exactly. As we change, as we move through life,
exactly,
it's going to be different, but God is a rock that stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
I love what you said about the Bible being a library of people,
mm-hmm.
because it's a library of people just trying to figure it out,
mm-hmm.
right? They doubt and they wrestle and they fight and they try with everything that they have to bring this light of God into the world. They're all, and I said it earlier, they're all feeling different parts of the same whole, you know?
And I also, like, it's so beautiful. Like, just imagine, like, Zazania as a 12-year-old trying to understand God.
Yeah.
And Zazania as a 30-year-old now having understanding of God. It's different.
Yeah.
But, us growing in that understanding is very important. That doesn't mean that God has changed.
It means that we have changed.
We have changed. Yes, we're growing. We have grown and we have understood scriptures in a very contextual way as we go about our life.
It's extremely important to grow too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like there's a point in time where maybe your spiritual life can get stunted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's whenever you hit those teenage years.
Yeah.
Because all that you know about the Bible is what you learned about in church.
Yeah.
And you read about the children's stories, right? Mm-hmm. You have Noah and the Ark, and there's rainbows, there's a whole bunch of animals everywhere.
Yeah.
And you have David and Goliath, and David, you defeated Goliath. But then you read those now, and you look at them, and you're like, oh my gosh,
mm-hmm.
the whole world was flooded.
Yeah.
God killed everybody.
Yeah.
And, after David defeats Goliath, he cuts his head off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, these aren't children's stories, but we try to fit our childlike faith into our adult reality or budding adult reality, and there's no growth there exactly.
Yeah.
It's important to grow and to change.
Yeah.
God's not the one changing. It's you, and it's okay.
And it's okay to have a growing understanding of God.
Yeah.
And who he is. But again, I think it's really important for us to understand that there's more to God than what is in the scriptures.
100%.
And there is more to God. I think, thank God for the science and technology that we have. We can see some of the parallels in the discoveries that science has come with and what the scripture talks about.
Yeah.
And there is more to God, not in a changing God way, but there is more to God that we haven't comprehended and cannot comprehend. I think scriptures very clearly talks about that what is human that we cannot come any close to our understanding of who God is.
Yeah.
And I think God is amazing. He's fantastic. He's, I don't know, for the lack of the term, mind-blowing.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like, yes, scriptures, sitting in the Word of God, diving deep, and then asking him to lead who he is. And that's what is the beauty. And I just think we take it for granted sometimes.
The scripture poses more questions than it does answers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to have way more questions than the scripture is going to give to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, advancements in science. Yeah. Things that we have found out to be true doesn't necessarily discredit scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It just brings more truth in how exactly God is working.
Yeah.
What you said that, you know, God is wonderful. God is amazing. He is mind blowing. Yeah. I think God is terrifying.
Yes, you can say that. Yeah.
It's scary to think about, but like in a good way.
Yeah.
It's a fear of God because, you know, he's so big, he's so vast, he knows everything. He's everywhere that you are and he is this all-powerful being.
Yeah.
We can't comprehend. Our brains do not wrap around that idea.
Yeah.
We just can't. But we're trying.
Yeah. But that makes God and us humans, and I think I can accept the fact that it's terrifying in a good way.
Yeah.
That God, there's so much more that I could learn about this God.
Yeah.
There is so much more to God, to this God that I know, than the life that I've lived so far.
Yeah.
And we will be learning more about him and be able to understand his grace and what it means to practice His grace towards others is one thing, and towards myself.
Yeah.
And God loved us, and He wants us to experience that grace. And I think you will grow in the understanding of God, and scriptures helps us through those.
Yeah.
And understanding and being inspired, coming back to the point where it's like, yes, these is what led those people to write, and their experiences, their understanding of God.
Yeah.
And they did their best being humans.
Their best.
And I think it's, as humans, we are prone to make errors.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be errors, but not errors that will contradict with the message of God.
Yeah. These books, these stories
mm-hmm.
show us love and mm-hmm. acceptance mm-hmm. and patience and redemption, and ultimately they show us hope.
Mm-hmm.
And it does so, and this is what's so beautiful about it, it does so by God using broken people,
mm-hmm.
people who are unqualified
uh-huh.
in who they are because they're just people without the vast understanding of who exactly God is in His entirety. Mm-hmm. But that's not the point. God is using people who are trying their best to make sense of it.
Yeah. And that's a privilege, because scripture talks about, like, God can use a rock to worship Him.
Yeah.
he could use the birds to sing songs to Him, but He chose us, and that's the beautiful privilege that we have. And when God chose this broken people, like you said, it's a privilege, and they did their best. They did what they could do.
Yeah.
And the scriptures has endured
mm-hmm.
through thousands of years. And now we have a scripture that still speaks life into people.
Yeah.
And that should speak something to itself.
It's inspiring.
And, yeah.
It all comes back. It's inspiring.
And that is what makes it special.
Yeah.
That's what makes it unique, that scriptures has endured through so many criticisms and questions. And since Genesis, when Satan brings that question into the minds of people and humanity, saying, did God really say that?
Yeah.
And like that question is, you can see people still speaking that question even to this day, but scripture has endured through all that, through all seasons and all those generations, and still we have this holy word of God in our hands. It's amazing to see. These are all like internal evidences to say that scriptures is true. Coming to the point of truth, I know I kind of maybe I had jumped in to that.
Yeah, no.
The scriptures is truth because it has endured through all this.
Yeah.
It has still, in its purest sense, is still something that we can be inspired for life and be led for to live a life that we, God wants us to live.
And I have written down right here, just in the inspiring category, like reading books, like you said, like Genesis or like Daniel. Those stories are inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And they're inspiring not because they talk about these perfect dudes
mm-hmm.
in an amazing time. No, they're inspiring because they're using with Abraham. He's like mm-hmm. 80 years old and he lives with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Man's a hermit, right?
Yeah.
But God calls him. And he goes out and he creates a nation, and here we still are.
Yeah.
If that's not inspiring,
mm-hmm.
then I don't really know what is.
Yeah. I think Peter also says, like, the prophecies that we see in the scriptures are not prophecies that come out of human's will or man's own will, but it's prophecies led and inspired by the Holy Spirit. And that's why they are being fulfilled. If it were humans' prophecies, they cannot be fulfilled.
Oh, yeah.
We can see throughout the Old Testament and New Testament. Like, I think I read this somewhere, like, Jesus fulfilled about 300 prophecies about him and his ministry.
Yeah.
That were prophesied in Old Testament. And Jesus lived that out. Jesus himself quoted those prophecies. And he said, like, What else are you wanting? Like, I'm here. Like, I'm here. Like, what else are you wanting? So scriptures in its own, there is tons of evidence in the scriptures that the scriptures is true. It's led by God and it's authoritative and it's inspired from God and for about 40 authors. over the years have written this down.
Yeah. I think we did a great job of covering what is the Bible and why do we read it. I think we're running low on time at the moment.
Okay.
I think we should continue this conversation at a later date in the future. We'll talk about how do we read it.
Yeah.
In light of everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And why is it true?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like those are pretty broad. We can hit those at another time.
Yes, so. That's awesome. Feel free to ask questions, email us to youth ministry at pioneerdrive.org.
We will plug it in the description.
Yes. Thank you for listening to us.
Oh, yeah.